Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I want to start off, we had a young man that suffered an injury there. Last week, Caden Lyles has suffered a season ending injury and will miss the year ahead. I hate it for him, just the work that he's put in. He's done a great job since he got here. Incredible person. The relationships that he's built. We'll explore all options here moving forward. But I just wanted to. We found that out here over the weekend. We're going to move forward, and he's going to be actively a part of what we're doing, but just unfortunately won't be able to be on the field this year. So I just want to start off with that. Today was a little bit of a lighter day in a sense of the time, but I thought we got great work, got great situational work. Guys really pushed hard the last couple of days. I'm excited about the growth that I'm seeing. The situation showed up really well today. We mixed some second long, third downs, 2-minute drives, a lot of different things that I think are big for this team to continue to grow in that overall understanding. I think the offense, came out and really performed well today, which was good to see. I mean, you're seeing. I thought Monday the defense, yesterday was mixed back and forth. Today the offense, I thought did some great things, but you're seeing that back and forth that you want to see in camp, and just the way that guys are responding. Been able to get a couple of linemen back. As we're moving forward now, it's just continuing to establish the continuity and the competition there at each of those groups. Really pleased with what the receivers did today. I thought they performed really well.
Is that as good as Jordan has looked this preseason?
It was very sharp. Very sharp in situations. And Jordan's just continuing. I don't know if he's had a bad day throughout fall camp. It's been good. And there's been decisions and things that we grow from. But he's in a great space. And I like what I'm seeing. Just in his continued growth and development, as well as all his quarterback. Tate looked great today. He made a couple incredible throws, incredible decisions. AJ is just constantly getting better. That's a fun group to coach, and they're embracing challenges, and I think really doing a good job.
With Travis here, has been talking keeping his eyes downfield. The play where he rolls to his right, steps up and connects with Keyshawn. Is that exactly that in action?
He's a great playmaker, and I think we've seen that throughout camp, is just the confidence that he has. It's a great feel of being able to still have that pocket. There's times you're going to have to move in the pocket. That's just part of playing this game. But, to be able to step up and to be able to keep his eyes down the field and deliver that ball in that moment was really, really good play.
And 14 seems to have really come on the last couple of days and had maybe two of his best days out here. But how good has he been in your eyes, and what does that mean for this football team?
He's definitely a weapon. And, with his size, speed, the ability to bend, for what he is, anybody can see a big receiver come by and say, but to watch him run routes, to watch the work that he's putting in is really impressive. And, you know, I'm excited about that group. I think Malik McLean's done a really good job. I think, the whole receiving core is really elevating them, you know, themselves through competition. You know, I think, you know, Micah had some really nice plays today. You know, Keyshawn, you know, Pokey's been very, very consistent, you know, throughout this fall camp. So, I mean, it's, you know, I'm excited about the group.
How far has Johnny come in tradition in terms of since he's been here?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I remember the first when he first got here in the spring, it was probably a little eye-opening for the, you know, just the approach. And I think he's embraced that. And he, you know, he's moving really well. He's been able to play, you know, a lot of snaps and play at a high level. And, you know, it was, you know, that last drive today really, I thought, you know, illustrated that just and how he was able to continue to perform at a high level. His multiple snaps down into it.
It looked like the receivers today did a great job of high pointing the football. How does that, or how can it add an extra element to the offense?
You know, we have receivers of all, you know, shapes and sizes, and you know, when you have big players that play high, over the top with being able to get full extension, going to get the ball at the highest point, you know, it's definitely a benefit. And then even guys who are, you know, not as tall that are still, you know, the ability to go and attack the ball when it's in the air. I mean, it's something that, you know, we work a lot on, and I think our guys embrace that and understand the importance of, you know, every one of those inches as that ball's coming back to them.
How many different guys do you think you'll be working at center throughout camp?
As many as we can. And that's one position that, you know, you have to always have a plan. You know, if something is to happen, you know, obviously as we get out of camp, you know, there's going to be a little bit more continuity. But guys that are working it, snapping daily, it's, you know, we'll probably have, you know, five or six that are going to have that, you know, in their back pocket. I mean, you know Dylan Gibbons, you know, he's done that before. You know, if we ever needed to get to that point, you know, I think Darius, you know, Mo. I mean, you know, losing Caden, it does definitely takes a hit to the depth that we have there, but you know, we've got a great plan for what we'll be doing here moving forward. He did. So actually, he was playing when he got injured last year. He was playing center.
Why was it important for Caden to like be out here, like dressed up with his teammates?
He loves this team. I mean, you come in, you know. I know we've talked a lot about, you know, when you bring in a transfer, what is it? I mean, you know, it's not just a jersey number. This guy comes in and he embraces the team, he embraces the culture. You know, he brought things here that, you know, from a leadership perspective. And, you know, it was, when I got the news, I mean, it's unfortunate that it happened, but I got the news of what the injury was and just that it would cost him this year. You know, I went into the training room to see him, and, you know, obviously he's emotional. But even in the moment, I mean, he's thinking about the ways that he can still make an impact. And that just speaks to the man. And, you know, just unfortunately he won't be able to play this year, but he will make an impact on this team.
Have you talked to him about the future? Is he able to come back next year?
We're going to explore all things. And, you know, there's a possibility. I mean, but I don't want to speak on any of that right now. But no matter what that next step is, it's going to be a successful one.
What are you looking forward to accomplishing in the next couple of days?
It's about team. It's about going to a place that is different than what you're used to. So there will be some discomfort just in not knowing the atmosphere. And, you know, we'll be on a single field, we've got good tree coverage around it, so not much wind will be blowing. Hopefully we'll get good humidity, and it's where a team comes together. You know, we talked about it on Monday, about the identity of the team. As you get challenged and you get through fall camp, and, you know, today was practice 12, I mean, we go hard. And I mean, these guys are bodies, I promise you, they're feeling it. And everything we're doing is building them to be the best they can be when we kick off here August 27th. And there will be a time and place for everything, but this week we've got to come together through the challenge. And you know, we'll have a couple of different team events that we'll do, and just, you know, just enjoy, take away the distractions of all the things that are around. And, you know, because you can still find distractions in camp, and but when you go away and you got two guys, you know, in a small dorm room and you know, twin size bed, get ready for it.
practices in Jacksonville each year. Have you thought about opening it up to the public, or is that really not feasible?
I mean, it's there's all things, you know, we have, you know, I think it's a great experience for our program and for the guys that are there. I think there's some challenges just that come with that, but you know, we've talked about it and, you know, explored different things that we might be able to do, but you know, I think there are some NCAA rules that kind of go around some of it that of what would need to be done, but you know, it has been in discussion.